Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, February the 21st, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. While school shooting survivors demand stricter gun control measures, some teachers are talking about their own walkout. Also on today's rundown, Republicans vow to keep fighting the new district map in Pennsylvania. And from the West Coast, a healthcare group slams Trump's skinny insurance plans. Now, our top story, President Donald Trump said Tuesday he is moving to impose new regulations that would ban devices and allow certain firearms to function as rapid-fire machine guns. The Wall Street Journal reporting that move comes in the wake of the mass shooting at a Florida high school that left 17 people dead. Speaking at a White House event, Trump said he'd signed a memorandum directing Attorney General Jeff Sessions to develop regulations that would ban the sale and use of bump stocks. And with heavy hearts, students-turned-citizen lobbyists met with Florida lawmakers on Tuesday with one goal, to urge the passage of gun control measures.
Hoping their tragic stories will spur lawmakers to act, a small group of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas high school students went door-to-door asking senators and representatives to put aside their partisan differences and act. However, a move to push a bill banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines directly to the House floor was rejected on mostly party lines. Ashley Santoro, a junior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, said she's trying to cope, but is saddened by the response at the Capitol.
I've been, like, okay, but, you know, it's just, this isn't what I really thought it would be because people really just are out for themselves.
House Bill 219, which prohibits the sale, transfer, or possession of large-capacity magazines and assault weapons, including AR-15s, was rejected by a vote of 36-71 in the Republican-controlled House.
Some Republican Senate leaders are preparing a bill that would limit assault weapon sales to those 21 and older and place a 3-day waiting period on rifle purchases. Those measures fall short of the complete ban on the sale and transfer of assault weapons being advocated by Democrats and Douglas High students. Meantime, Eric Tegetthoff reports some teachers are talking about joining in with the student protests by going on strike.
Although teacher strikes are illegal in most states, the push is mounting for educators to protest on April 20th, the 19th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting, unless Congress passes stricter gun control measures. Hallie Wheelis, an educational consultant in New Mexico, says even if only one-third of the country's 3 million educators walked out, it would make a big impact.
It comes down to, like, let's just say workplace safety. You don't sign up, nobody signs up to be a teacher with the idea that they're going to have to give their lives one day in the classroom. And the instinct of all teachers that I know is to protect. And that's the reality. And that's what we keep seeing again and again.
Organizers of the Women's March are planning a national school walkout on March 14th. And the survivors of the Florida shooting are planning the March for Our Lives on March 24th. Advocates for gun rights say measures restricting guns infringe upon their Second Amendment right. They have also advocated to allow more firearms on campus, though Wheelis says the idea is unpopular among educators.
A poll out from Quinnipiac on Tuesday shows 2-1 support for stricter gun laws, with a majority of support even among gun owners. State and national GOP leaders say they'll be in federal court as early as today to challenge the congressional district map released by the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court on Monday.
Last month, the court found the 2011 district map was drawn to unconstitutionally favor Republicans. Since that year, despite the state being pretty evenly divided between voters of both major parties, Republicans have won the same 13 out of 18 districts. The court said a new, less partisan map had to be drawn or it would issue one itself. Republicans now claim that by redrawing the district's map, the court has taken authority that rightly belongs to the legislature. Mimi McKenzie, legal director of the Public Interest Law Center, disagrees.
The legislature had its chance. They didn't do that. And there's certainly decades and decades of precedent for the court to step in and do this now.
Governor Tom Wolf had rejected a new district plan drawn up by state legislators, saying it was just as politically gerrymandered as the 2011 map. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
On Tuesday, President Trump weighed in on the side of Republicans, urging them to continue fighting. And finally, activist groups say President Donald Trump's proposal to allow cheaper, low-benefit health care plans is just another attempt to upend Obamacare. Suzanne Potter reports they predict it will drive overall prices further up and not down.
On Tuesday, the administration proposed a rule change that would exploit a loophole in the Affordable Care Act that allows short-term policies that don't comply with the minimum coverage requirements. The new rule would extend them to 364 days. Frederick Isasi with the nonprofit Families USA says these so-called skinny plans do not cover pre-existing conditions, have no annual or lifetime spending limits, and can leave people with massive debts.
They tend to exclude many, many more things than just maternity care. So they exclude things like mental health care, inpatient hospital stays, things that have huge costs to families.
The president's supporters say this will give people a low-cost option and predict only about 1 to 200,000 people will sign up. This follows the GOP decision to lift the individual mandate to buy insurance as part of the tax bill.
The administration reportedly is considering allowing the so-called short-term plans to be renewed indefinitely. The proposed regulation will now be open for public comment for 60 days at regulations.gov. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.